It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Mayor Leonard Norton of Huntington City. You know, I've been trying to get as many of the administrators and the mayors and things of local governments in at the end of the year, just as a maybe a year-end review as to how things went in their prospective towns. And then, of course, it's the holidays, and we've got to make sure that we do right by the citizens with a Christmas message and just let them know that, you know, they appreciate them and those kinds of things. So we're going to start today with Mayor Leonard Norton. Leonard, how are you today?
Good, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well, sir. I am doing well. And how are things going in Huntington?
Hi, you know, they're going great. Everybody's in the holiday spirit. Things are quiet. Just kind of waiting for the holidays to get here and be over with.
Well, and you know, like we were just talking about the fact they're here, whether we want them to be or not. And it's coming at you like a freight train, so you might as well just embrace it, right?
Yep, they're here. If you're not ready by now, then you'll never be ready. So
that's right. All right, so let's talk about some of the great things that went on over in Huntington City this year. And first and foremost, you know, everybody wants to talk about how great the cities did individually as far as their water usage, and what a great water year we had as far as that was concerned.
Yeah, we had I have to commend our citizens. We did an exceptionally well water year this year. We monitored what we were doing. We were able to get through the whole season with water and not have too many hard restrictions. So I want to commend our citizens for what they did. They did a good job this year.
And now every single person just needs to hope for snow, right?
Yeah, we need to pray and do whatever you believe in and get some snow in the mountains for this year.
Get some snow in the mountains and let's fill some of those reservoirs back up, because that's really the biggest question is, you know, we had a couple of rough water years as far as snow and snowpack and things go. But now how long are we going to be before everything gets filled back up to where it's a comfortable level, I guess we should say?
Yeah, and that's a big question, you know. What we have to do and what we need to get for this year to get the reservoirs even to a decent level for us to have a good water year, and we need a good snowpack up there this year.
And you know, I think the most important part of it all is the fact that now we know what we can get away with and what we can do. And that, I think, going forward, it's an educational thing, and people see what they did last spring and summer. And now heading into next spring and summer, you know, as far as conservation is concerned, just watching what you use and have another year like we had this year, and we should be okay.
That's right. We just got to be conscious what we're doing and what we can use and what we have first.
All right. So we had the water usage that was great across the board. The next thing that Huntington is really well known for, your Heritage Day celebration. And it was kind of held differently this year. And if I remember correctly, when we talked about it right after Heritage Days, you guys may look to kind of keep the same format as you did this year in the next years is coming up as well, right?
We are. We had some real good feedback, and we enjoyed the openness of it, a little more better room to move and enjoy it. A couple things we did learn we're going to incorporate this year a little differently, but it's going to should be at the same place. And at the same time, it'll be a Friday-Monday this year, holiday, so, or no, a Saturday-Monday, excuse me, holiday this year, so it should be a good program. And we had a great one last year, good entertainment, and we're kind of looking forward to doing that again next year.
Getting ready for more of the same coming in next year, and that's great because, you know, I think a lot of people count on that Heritage Day celebration. They get out and have some fun over in Huntington and enjoy themselves.
They do. One year we couldn't have it, and you wouldn't believe the people that were like, what? Gotta have it now. Okay, we'll have it next year.
So there you go.
We're looking forward to,
and everybody else is as well as far as Heritage Days is concerned. And then as far as the year end stuff, let's talk about some construction projects. You said that your construction projects, you got everything finished and everything was under budget.
Yeah, we had everything. Our sidewalks, our curb and gutter, and our road. We did all came in. We were all not a little bit under budget or right on budget. Got them all completed. We have nothing carrying over for the next year. So, but it was a good construction year. We got some work done, and everything looks good. So,
And that's got to be a great thing going into the next year as you look at maybe projects that need to be done, knowing that you don't have any carryover from this year.
Yeah, that, you know, that's always helpful when you know that your projects are done and you can, what's coming up next year can be focused on next year and get them done in a good timely manner.
And that'll be, once again, you know what, it's great to have those done and out of the way. I know that that sidewalk and the curb and gutter project was a really big project for you guys, and it's good to know that that is done, and we can move on to something else now that needs to be fixed or taken care of or redone for the city.
Yep.
All right, so that's really all the great stuff that we had to talk about that went on over there. I'm going to give you the last little bit to give your message and talk to the people of Huntington City.
Oh, thanks, Dave. I just want to tell all our citizens, you know, thanks for the great year we've had and for the support they've given us as a city to get things done. And I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. And to be safe and smart so we're all able to be with our families this year. And hopefully next year we have another good prosperous year for everybody. And just to have a good holiday season this year with your family and loved ones or whatever celebration you do.
And that's really all you can ask for. Mayor Norton, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. Getting this close to the holiday, I really appreciate your time and everything. And we'll talk again next year. How's that?
Okay. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. And tell all your listeners Merry Christmas.
You as well. Have a Merry Christmas, sir. That was Mayor Leonard Norton with Huntington City. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.